Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, Direct Sales Specialist and a Christian Direct Seller, and I am tickled to be with you today. I don't know if you heard or not, but the Spurs won the National NBA Championship, and our city is like, it's like a national holiday here. It's hilarious. That we had businesses already canceling work last night, and it was a huge, huge celebration. And I'm sure the festivities will begin, well, it started last night, but it's going to continue all week long. And it just reminded me of running our race and really making sure that we are doing the best that we can for the Lord. And it made me also think about, you know, what is it going to be like when Jesus comes back? I mean, our streets filled. There were so many people trying to drive downtown just to celebrate that they actually just stopped on the highway and were walking down. They closed every single exit going into downtown because it was already full. There were people standing on top of cars and trucks, and it was unbelievable. And I thought, how incredible would it be if we got that excited about going to church, or that excited about seeing the Lord, or that excited about when Jesus does something amazing or does a miracle in someone's life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I've got a lot of encouraging scriptures for you. I've got scriptures around your destiny and a great, great study for us. But I want to open up in prayer today. Father God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your light. Thank you for victory over the enemy, Lord. We just want to praise you and thank you. And thank you for calling us to be your children. We know that today is going to be an amazing day because this is the day that you've made, and you've given us the opportunity to serve you, to love you, and also to have an amazing business, awesome family, and great provision. We know that we have to be in lack for nothing. And Lord, so we know that we're going to live a life of abundance. Thank you for giving us your word where you show us very plainly what you have for us and all of the goodness. Lord, I pray that you would speak through my mouth of clay, that you would give me supernatural recall of your scripture, Lord. We know that we are blessed to be a blessing. We know that your word is true, and we will not be the same when we leave today. So we love you, Father God, and we ask that you would just anoint my mouth and just open up our eyes, open our ears to hear and to see new and different things that we may not have seen before. We may not have heard before, or we may not have applied in our own lives. We love you. We thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I know that for us, we were on the sofa. We were cheering for the Spurs and just so tickled when they won last night. But I wanted to look up, and according to the Word, what does the Word say about winning? And what does the Word say about our race? You know, it tells us in 1 John 5:4-5, that everyone's been born of God overcomes the world. So if you're a believer, you're going to be an overcomer. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So we have to have faith in order to overcome the world. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So right there's our first key to success, is we need to make sure that we believe in Jesus as the Son of God. It also tells us in the Word, according to Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And I know it sometimes, you know, and I've been there, where I just feel like, you know, I don't know if I could take one more breath without you, Lord. I don't know how people can do it without the Lord. But I want to encourage you, because we can do, according to Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And it also tells us in Isaiah 40:30-31, it says, even youths shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. So don't feel bad if you just feel like, you know what, I'm just exhausted. I don't know, I feel like I'm getting old. Well, here's a great scripture for you to confess instead. It tells us in verse 31, but those who wait for the Lord shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. So if you're tired this morning, if this is a Monday morning for you and you're just feeling tired, I want to encourage you to grab that scripture, Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31, and I want you to start confessing that until you feel that infusion of energy, because we know that it's our faith that's going to make a big difference here, right? So I want to continue with some of our scripture here about winning and going forward from there. It says, you know what, that Hebrews 12:1-2, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. I can tell you last night that those Spurs, they were definitely running their race that was set before them. They knew that all things were possible. I mean, last year we were playing the Miami Heat as well. We got right down to the very end of it, and we lost. And the guys, you could just see the devastation on the team. But they decided they were going to be determined. They were going to do whatever it took to have victory this year, and we can do the exact same thing. So what I want to encourage you to do is let's go through this verse in Hebrews 12:1-2, and let's break it down so that we know that we've got this here. And I can tell you that one of the things that came up over and over in the congratulatory speeches and the honoring last night is, you know, we're a team. We're a team. And what we did is we just love the fans, and they kept going on and on about this. It tells us here that because we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, that's everybody watching us here and in heaven. Let us also lay aside every weight. So whatever weight that you have on you, I don't know if it's, you know, an empty calendar, if it's you've got more kids at home now because it's summer and you're not sure how to deal with them. Maybe you're in a brand new business and you're not sure how to even start your business or do it successfully. Or maybe you've been in a while and you just need a new infusion of energy. I want you to take that weight and I want you to lay it aside. I want you to lay it at the feet of Jesus, even if you have to close your eyes right now. And I want you to take all of those weights off your shoulders. Pretend they're like big purses or big tote bags, and you've been carrying them around on your shoulders, and you just take one off at a time, and you just go on your knees, and you lay them at the feet of Jesus. Now, one of the keys here is not to pick them back up, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to just envision that you're just laying aside every weight. And then it says, and sin, which clings so closely. So if you've got any sin, whether it's, you know, exaggerating, that's considered lying because it's not telling the truth. Or if it's a big sin where you think, you know, like, oh, it's something that I don't know if I can forgive myself for, or if God could forgive me, I promise you, He can. He promises to forgive anything that we ask Him to forgive us for and we repent of. So we need to lay aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. Now, that means run it with faith, and don't give up. It tells us then to look to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. So you don't even have to have perfect faith. You just have to have faith that Jesus is going to be able to perfect that faith in us. It says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Isn't that encouraging today that Jesus already ran the race before us? He's told us how we have to do it, and He gave us everything we need to do to be successful. You know, Paul talks to us about running the race as well, and he tells us how important it is that we run our race with dignity, and we do it to the best of our ability. You know, I love the Word, but, you know, it tells us also in the Word in Psalm 75, I love this because it tells us in Psalm 75, 6, and 7 that God is the one that promotes us. So as you're going through and you're laying aside these weights, you're laying aside your sin, you're wanting to get to that victory and you want to maintain that victory, keep in mind that God promises not only to give us the energy that we talked about, He promises to keep us on the course. He promises us victory. So we just have to walk that out, and He promises to promote us. So for those of you that have maybe you had a setback, or maybe it's been 7 years like it was for the Spurs since you've had a victory and a championship, maybe that's what it is for you, but God promises. He promises to give you victory. He tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that He's given you a hope and a future, that He created you with that. You know, I was studying this last week in Isaiah 41, and I like to write in my Bible. I don't know about you, but I like to write in my Bible. And one of the things that I did here is I put inside of the Bible here some dates. And as the Lord gives me a promise or he gives me something that touches my heart, I like to put a date by it. And as I was reading this, I remembered I was in Bible school, actually, and my mom was passing away. And we were challenged to read through the Word in a year. And this was right after my mom had passed away. And she was my best friend. And you want to talk about not wanting to run the race. I thought my life was over, and I didn't feel like running the race. There were major family things going on. My whole world had been rocked, and I was grieving. I was sad. And I knew that the Lord could have healed my mom. We saw so many healings. We've seen people, we've seen animals raised from the dead. We've seen people be healed miraculously, and I didn't understand what was happening. But now that I look back many years later, I see that the Lord was positioning me for my destiny and for my promotion. And right in here next to, I've got my Bible out today. I'm doing old school instead of doing it off the computer. It says in Isaiah 41, and this is right after he talks about, but those who wait for the Lord who shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. I can't tell you how faint I felt. I can't tell you how tired I felt. And as I continued to read and was reminded of this again this last week, if you go down to chapter Isaiah 41, verse 4, it says, who has prepared and done this, calling forth and guiding the destinies of the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am he. How exciting for us to know that in everything, God wants us to feel his power. He's going to give us the strength. We don't have to do it on our own. We can win this race. We can be promoted. We can have what he says in the word that we can have. But he's prepared and done this, calling forth and guiding the destinies of the generations. He's guiding your destiny. He's guiding you. He's done it from the beginning. He's the first and the last. If you jump down verse 9, I love this as well. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and have called from the corners of it and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off, even though you were exiled. Fear not, for I am with you. Don't look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and I will harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. What an incredible promise. Not only did he say he's going to guide our destinies, and we know that God only has goodness for us. It's not that he's got anything else but goodness for us. Now, we make choices sometimes, and we've got consequences that we deal with, and there's evil in the world, for sure. However, we have this promise and can walk in this righteousness that he's prepared and called forth our destinies. He's guiding them. He's also called you. He tells you right here in verse 9, who I have called from the corners of the world. I've called you. You are my servant. I've chosen you. I haven't cast you off. So if you think God is like saying, you know what, I've changed my mind. I don't have a position for you at the top of your company, if that's what's the desire of your heart. Or if he's got, you know, a desire in your heart that you're going to start and have an incredible business so that you can start giving to a charity that's close to your heart or whatever's on your heart. He's called you to that. He's not saying I've changed my mind. He's not cast you off. The children of Israel were in exile. He says, that doesn't matter. I'm the one that's guiding your destiny. I've given you a hope and a future. You can do all things through me. I mean, and this is Old Testament, so we've got even more covenant blessings because we're in the new covenant of the New Testament. But he tells us in verse 10 not to fear, for he's with us. Now, don't look around you in terror and be dismayed. So I don't know if you've ever seen these or not, but we have Clydesdales here at SeaWorld, and what they do is they put blinders on the horses when they go in parades. And we've got the horse-drawn carriages downtown, and they were all going crazy last night when there were literally tens of thousands of people downtown clogging every street, even onto the highways, just leaving their cars, getting out and celebrating. They had the horse-drawn carriages, but there were blinders there. Why were the blinders on the horse? Because they didn't want them to get distracted looking at all the things around them. They didn't want them to go into terror. They didn't want them to be dismayed or overwhelmed. Same thing for us. So if you need to put on your little blinders at the side just like the horses do, go ahead and do that. But it says here, don't look around you in terror. Don't be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Now, I can tell you, sometimes I hear people say, why am I going through this? Why do I have to go through this? Stop asking why. I want to encourage you to stop asking why. I want you to just be excited that God is there to strengthen you. And I don't know about you, but I know in my life I've gone through a lot of difficulties. And I promise you, my life has not been easy. It has not been simple. Even this last week, I've had a full week without internet, and yesterday I was at a public restroom, and I slipped on a very wet floor, and I had to make the choice of hitting my head on the stool or letting go of the phone that was in my hand, and sure enough, as soon as I released the phone to catch myself, I knew it was going right into the toilet. Sure enough, my phone went in the toilet. So we've had a very creative week this week with technology. But God says, even in difficulties, even not being able to use technology, even not being able to do the things that we normally would do, and that's just a simple thing. So please don't take me that that's like a major difficulty. It was an inconvenience for sure, but I've gone through major, major difficulties. And in those difficulties, God strengthened me. Now, it says here, he says, I'll strengthen and harden you to difficulties. They'll just kind of start rolling off your back like water rolls off the back of a duck. They're not going to get you. Now, when the enemy comes at me, honestly, I just kind of laugh because I know who my God is. I know the strength and the power that he has. I know how he strengthens me. I know that we're not just going to let this bother us. We're going to go through this with victory, and I'm going to have a victory and a testimony, and I'm going to overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and the difficulties aren't going to bother me as much. He also tells us that he's going to help us. He's going to hold us up. He's going to retain us with his victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. So no matter what your difficulty is, if you feel like you are in the fourth quarter and you are down and you're not sure how you're going to have victory, know that God promises it for you, that Jesus paid for it a long time ago. God wants to promote you. He does. And he tells us in Ephesians 3:20 and 21, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within us, to him be the glory. So let's pretend that we could be that excited, or let's just get that excited, as everybody was here in San Antonio last night, till the wee hours of the morning. I mean, the whole city was lit up. The horns were honking. I mean, we live on the far northwest side, and the horns were honking. You could hear them all through the whole city. People were celebrating. They were celebrating the victory. Let's do that same thing with the victory that Jesus has given us. It's more powerful. It's more exciting. He's got so much more for you. If you're tired, go back to that Isaiah 40 and realize that maybe the Lord's positioning for you for promotion, but he promises to give you the power not to faint. If you're feeling weary, he promises he's going to renew your strength and power. Not just your strength, he says strength and power. He's going to lift you up. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint, and you will not be tired. I hope that you have an absolutely amazing, amazing week this week. I hope that you've been encouraged. I hope you celebrated with us, the Spurs, but I hope more importantly that you celebrate what Jesus is doing in your life, what Jesus is doing in your business, because it's amazing. It's so powerful. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, We love you. We thank you that we could come today and have this day to serve you with a renewed strength. Thank you for guiding our destinies of all of our generations. Lord, whether that means our generations here, our families, or it means our generations in our business, Lord, we just love you. We're so excited, Lord, that you've been guiding us, that you are positioning us for promotion, that we don't have to fear. We're not going to look around in terror. We're not going to be dismayed because that's not standing in faith. Lord, forgive us if we've allowed our faith to waver. We know that you're perfecting our faith. We love you, and we thank you for that. Lord, thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for hardening us in difficulties. Thank you for holding us up and retaining us with your victorious right hand. We love you, and we praise you for that. We're so excited, Lord, that you are strengthening us. Lord, for those that are tired, I pray that you will infuse them with a new energy for summer, a new energy for their business, a new energy for the reconciliation of relationships. Lord, I thank you for the renewed infusion of energy to finish the race, to finish strong, to be victorious and walk out the destiny that you've already prepared for us. Lord, thank you for giving us a hope and a future. Thank you, Lord, that you are working in and through us immeasurably more than we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. Thank you for that power and the strength that's within each one of us. Lord, we are so excited for today. We're so excited for this week. We're so excited for the new people we're going to meet in our businesses. Thank you for the favor that's going out before each and every person, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the promotion in our life. We thank you for increase. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for blessing us because you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, today we choose to wear our blessings well. We choose to bring glory to you. We choose to wear the victorious banner around our hearts, like sashes with crowns upon our head. Lord, we thank you for that, and we want to give you the glory for this. We don't want to just give glory to things here on earth or to sports teams. We want to give the glory to you. We want to give you the glory for the victory. Lord, we thank you that you're working in and through us and doing such amazing, amazing things. Lord, help us not to hide our blessings. Lord, thank you for your goodness, and help us to just show and share those with everyone. You know, that's what I love about our business, Lord, is it's just like sharing the goodness that you've given us. You know, I remember being in the field and saying, thanks to my company, I've been able to do this. And then one day having you bring up on my heart to say, thanks to the Lord and my company, I am so blessed because I have, or I do, or I can be, or I get to give. Thank you for those blessings. Thank you for those reminders. And Lord, right now, if we have any sin in our life, or if we've got any burden that we keep carrying with us, you tell us in your word, in Hebrews 12, Lord, that we need to take those off, that we need to give those to you. So, Lord, we give those to you right now, never more to pick them up again. We repent of our sin. Lord, bring to our remembrance any area that we might not have clean before you, so that we can repent of that and be so close to you. Draw each and every person that's listening closer to you. Lord, thank you for the victory in their life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that we can glorify you. We choose to glorify you for every good thing that you've done for us. You're awesome and amazing. Let our life and our businesses be testimony of your faithfulness. Help us to have boldness of spirit so that we go out and we share with each and every person that we meet about your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and the abundance that you are providing in our life. Thank you again for our promotion. Thank you again for your love. Lord, help us to be faithful in everything that we can do because we know that you are the perfecter of our faith. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope that you're encouraged today. I hope that you have a victorious week. I know that it's possible. Choose righteousness. Choose victory this week. Choose Jesus. And if by chance you haven't accepted Jesus into your life, I just want to encourage you to do that right now. All you have to say is, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to invite you into my life. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I love you. And because I know that you died on the cross and rose again, that I have victory. Thank you. Thank you for being the Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sin. I promise to do my very best to make you the Lord of my life and to live my life to be pleasing to you. We love you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to message me on Facebook. If you've got more prayer requests, message me on Facebook. You can go to The Christian Direct Seller and post there. Know that I'm praying for you this week. I love you. I hope that you're encouraged. And I can't wait to be with you again next Monday. Be sure to invite your friends to our call. They don't necessarily have to be a direct seller. They don't have to be an entrepreneur. If you just know that they would be encouraged by our message, or they would be encouraged by just starting their week off with the Lord in a study about all of His goodness, how He wants us to live our life and run our businesses and be encouraged, please invite them. Know that I'm here for you. I love you very much. I don't take this lightly, but I just want to let you know how honored I am that I can serve you each and every week and bring the word to you each week. God bless you. Have an amazing week. And be sure to post and share your testimony of your victories that the Lord is going to provide for you this week, what you're standing in faith for, and I will join my faith with you. God bless you, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye now.